This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Merge Records is in the midst of its 25th year anniversary. The label was co-founded by Mac McCaughan and Laura Balance to release the music from their band Superchunk in Chapel Hill in 1989. Since then, the label has seen many changes, including a move to Durham and the release of records from Grammy Award winners Arcade Fire, Nashville's Lamb Chop, Bob Mould, and Wyoak, among many others. The label's begun a series of reissues to commemorate a quarter century in business and has even incorporated a 25K run into the celebrations. Mac and Laura join me now, along with Aaron Greenwald, the executive director of Duke Performances, to talk about what's next. Welcome to y'all.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Indeed.
So tell us about some exciting news that you have about Duke Performances and Merge Records.
Well, Aaron, you want to talk about the Music in the Garden series?
For the last about half decade, we've been running a Music in the Garden series at Duke Gardens, and have over time sort of morphed the focus of that to indie rock and Americana. And part of the reason for that was that there were a lot of people who were getting a little older and having kids, and an 11 o'clock show at the Cat's Cradle on a Wednesday or Thursday night was getting late for them.
I'll say.
So we started this morphed this series whereby shows start at 7 o'clock, kids 12 and under get in for free, and we sort of established this scene out there, which is great fun. And this summer we're featuring a whole slew of Merge bands, I think probably to emphasize Merge's residence in Durham as well as their 25th anniversary.
Is the first one King Khan and the Shrine?
The first one, which is Tuesday, the 3rd of June, is King Khan and the Shrines.
That's going to be a great
like
kickoff
totally
to the whole thing.
Rip-roaring way to start an outdoor concert series.
Yeah.
That is really going to set the tone. And in fact, we should play a little something now.
Yes. There's a great new video for this song online that you can go check out, but the song's called Born to Die. We did want to do something in Durham, and the first night of our festival is in Durham, and that's July 24th.
23rd.
The 23rd. Thank you for that. And that's with Mount Moriah, William Tyler, and Lamb Chop playing the Nixon album.
And then a week after that, on the 30th of July, also in Baldwin Auditorium, we're going to do a double of Mark Eitzel from American Music Club and Stephen Merritt, who's known probably best for being the lead singer and songwriter in Magnetic Fields.
What should we hear to kind of give people an idea what that's going to be like?
Let's listen to a song from the most recent Magnetic Fields record, and we can play Andrew and Drag, which is it's a great song. It's one of Stephen's best songs.
The only girl I ever loved is Andrew and Drag. Andrew and Drag.
And you want to give us a rundown of who else you've got playing?
June 25th, which is a Wednesday, we have the Rosebuds, who have long been part of Merge Records. And then the 9th of July, also a Wednesday, we have Richard Buckner coming out there. On the 16th, we have Porta Static, which is Mac's
other band.
Other band.
It's been years since we did a Porta Static show with a band, so it's going to – I got to get to the woodshed.
You got some practicing to do.
Yeah, some practicing.
It's your earnest as opposed to ironic project, right?
Right. Whatever that means.
And Richard Buckner is also part of the reissue program, correct?
That's true. We just reissued an album called Bloomed, which is his first album, and it had never been on LP before. We're going to hear, it's probably the first song that I ever heard by Richard Buckner. When this record came out initially, it's called Gauzy Dress in the Sun.
A gauzy dress in the sun, and a blue moon bloomed. And we drove out over the line. Was so long to go, and someone I'd left behind.
Let's talk about a little bit of baseball.
Well, On June 5th, we're going to have Merge Night at a Durham Bulls game, and all the walk-up music, I think, is going to be Merge-related songs. And Heather McIntyre from Mount Moriah is going to sing the national anthem. And I've heard rumors that Mac is going to throw the starting pitch.
See, that's what I wanted you
and,
to say.
And
you mean the first
if
pitch?
Anyone wants, yeah, whatever you call that.
That first
and
pitch
if anybody
thing.
Wants to wrestle, I'll put on that sumo thing and wrestle them.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I'm kidding, but you know,
heard it right
too late. Too late. You already volunteered.
Did you play Little League? Are you going to be okay throwing that pitch?
I'm not going to be okay throwing that pitch. No.
Are you really going to do
League.
It?
I'm going to try.
Yeah, you have to do it.
I got to do some more. I got to get. That's another thing I got to start practicing.
I know you got that. Portastatic, very busy. Okay. We're going to go out listening to William Tyler. And what can you tell us about William?
William is an amazing guitarist and composer, and he has a new 12-inch coming out. And so we can hear part of the A side of that 12-inch called "A Whole New Dude."
Laura Balance and Mac McConn are co-founders of the band Superchunk and the record label Merge. They're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the band and the label. Aaron Greenwald is the executive director of Duke Performances, and he also joined in this morning's conversation. Thanks to all of you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.